Fitzy and Weber.
On Nova.
What are you doing in this situation? I mean, Leno, you've played some nice music, so it sounds romantic. This is a disaster love story, buddy. A woman has... Well, that's, now it sounds really heavy. Yeah. No one's died, mate. Get the right feel. I don't
know. You could have told me before we started.
Circus, roller coaster.
This is the music we play when Whipper comes into the office after the show.
Guys, keep it up. Be excited. Okay, we're going to go with this. Harlem Globetrotters.
We've been looking for a chance to play it again.
We played this the other day, and Whipper after the show goes, "What was that piece of music that you played?" I said, "It's Harlem Globetrotters." And he goes, "Mate, that was we should do that with every break."
Oh, mate, this is awesome. Keep it going, Leno. How about this woman? She's taken to the online community to help her deal with the issue that a woman has contacted her to say, "I had an affair with your husband 10 years ago.
Statute of limitations.
You wonder about that, don't you?
Do you know what I mean?
You've been silent for like an hour.
And what is it? What is the length?
He's back.
How long is it?
Comfortably seven. Yeah. I would have said two.
I mean, if you're a squatter, you keep the property after 7 years.
100%.
I mean, she is now devastated. They just had their first child. And obviously nothing happened and they moved on. But it did happen all those years ago. The reason she knows is that the other woman, the relationship that she was then in, has broken down out of anger. She's contacted this woman 10 years later
That's
to say, "I hooked up with your husband."
A woman scorned.
Oh, man.
This is the thing, though, Sarah. I mean, you instantly have to sit him down. What does he do? Because, I mean, if she was smart, you get him at a time where he's not, he doesn't know what's coming.
Yeah, yeah. What do you want for breakfast?
Yeah, but
I know
never,
you cheated.
Yeah.
He's
Got
never going to think it's coming if it's been that many years since it happened.
Hey, yeah, here's your special K. Also, Rachel, 10 years ago.
What
did
you think?
Does that name ring a bell?
What's in my cereal?
Anthrax. You're dead.
Got him.
Here's the thing. He's obviously dealt with it in his own mind. He's made his decision of not to go with the other girl, and he's made the commitment
to
his current wife.
No, and he's made the commitment to keep it quiet.
Now, he obviously knew he wanted to be with his wife. Now, back then when it happened, at that time, he could have said to his wife, "I've done something wrong here." That could have broken a family, and this new mother with a child would have been at home without the man.
He
could just keep it quiet and 10 years later like this, hope that it doesn't pop up in the back garden somewhere.
It is a bit naughty to bring it up 10 years later because not for him. Whatever, he did the dirty, he can live with it.
He's done the right thing.
For the wife, though,
he hasn't because he's going to lose his relationship now.
Well, she now has to deal with it. It's not her fault and she shouldn't have to.
A mate of mine was in this situation and it was a long time ago. Well, they'd got past the fact that there was a few indiscretions when they were together, right? And they're still together, but early in their relationship.
Yeah, right.
He says, sometimes we'll just be driving in the car, she'll turn to me and just start yelling, saying, "I can't believe you did that."
Yeah.
And he'll be sitting there thinking, "I thought we'd move past it."
Yeah.
And she will never move past it.
He's thinking to himself, "Which one are you talking about?"
Would you want to know if your husband had cheated on you 10 years ago, or would you prefer not to know? Prefer not to know.
Because you don't burden her with that.
Not to know.
That's not fair.
Back in the time, he chose, because he knew the future for the family, not to say anything.
Yeah, but now
well
it's
played,
come up.
Son.
Now it's an even worse situation because there's a child on the
That's
way.
That's right.
I don't know what to do.
She got tricked into having a child with a man who cheated on her.
13, 24, 10, what would you do and have you been in this situation? God, it's thick and juicy.
Hope you get the lot of your dog.
Oh, what has this turned into a prison yard, has it?
The group's gone quiet all of a sudden.
Just having a relationship chat.
Getting the open line number.
Yeah. Give us a call, buddy.
If you've seen Fyre Festival, the documentary, it's one of the best. I think it's one of the highest grossing documentaries that Netflix has ever put on before. It's about the failed festival.
It's fascinating.
That didn't go ahead, and the standout for us by a mile was a man by the name of Andy King. Now, if you haven't seen the documentary, this is a little bit of a setup, but Andy was prepared to take one for the team.
We had four 18-wheeler trucks filled with Evian water. Customs had said to Billy and the gang, "You need to pay us $175,000 in cash today for us to release the water." Billy called and said, "Andy, we need you to take one big thing for the team. You're our wonderful gay leader. Will you Cunningham's, who's the head of customs, you will save this festival."
Wow. And he did. Oh, no, he didn't. No, he was prepared with it. But it's an amazing effort. You're very, very famous down here in Australia. Andy King, welcome to the Fitzy and Whipper Show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You are one of the most popular men in Australia, mate. We want you on our team, Andy. You are one of the best and the most loyal team members we've ever seen. Just how has this changed your life, this documentary Fyre Festival, Andy?
Well, isn't it a little crazy? I've worked for 30 years in a great career to finally become a meme.
I also like some of the memes where, Andy, there'll be a PayPal option, there'll be a credit card option, and then there'll be Andy King.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm sure you've seen them all.
I can't go anywhere. I can barely go out to eat in New York now. I mean, it is crazy. Who would have ever thought?
Have you heard from Evian at all? Like, have they got in contact with you about the water? Do they want to be associated with it? Have you heard from them?
Actually, my assistant brought it up today, and I had forgotten to respond, and they reached out a couple of weeks ago. So,
and what do they say?
They'd love to chat.
So funny.
Amazing.
It's so funny.
Andy, yeah, let's see where that goes. Who knows?
They need you on the label, Andy.
The question that I've been asked by a lot of people as well, do we know that the head of customs of the Bahamas was prepared to do that? I mean, was that well known that he would have been a great favour for him to get the water through?
No, I don't think it was well known. And I think it was more of an idea that Billy got in his head, and he thought maybe that the customs official would have enjoyed something like that.
Right.
And when Billy called and asked if I would do it, I thought, well, you know what? This is how crazy it's gotten. If I can save this entire festival with a what the heck?
Because then I was thinking too, when you spoke about getting some mouthwash and, you know, brushing your teeth, I thought, I don't reckon you need to do that. I reckon in this situation, it's a pretty clean transaction, Andy. You know what I mean?
I know, my God. Yeah, no, I didn't even know. What do you wear for a good... I never thought about it before.
Is that the most extreme thing you've ever had to do to get one of your events over the line?
I would say so, yes.
You haven't done that before, have you, yeah. Andy? I love it, Andy. You're a great storyteller, too.
We love your commitment, Andy. You were the highlight of that documentary, and we appreciate you. Big down here in Australia, mate. If you ever come down, we'd love to get you in the studio, but we appreciate you coming on the show, Andy.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for all your love, guys, and wishing you all the best.
Thanks, Andy. Dirty John Season 1's on Netflix, and the man who is Dirty John is Eric Banner.
Eric Banner. Mate, can we go back to the start, right?
Yes.
So this was a podcast, and this was a real-life story.
Yes.
That was told as a podcast, which took off.
Yeah, true crime. It was turned into a podcast by the writer of the LA Times, mm-hmm. who does these criminal investigations. And the podcast turned into a phenomenon. Our producer had the rights to it and said, let's turn it into 8 hours of one season of television.
It's amazing. It is great viewing. And there's to start, and you know, I'm not going to give everything away, but you know, he's such a lovely guy. Such a lovely, sweet guy. But there's moments.
But Jekyll and Hyde.
There's one moment where you throw out a wink, and it's very Uncle Chop Chop.
It's quite unsettling. I was disturbed when I saw it. I was disturbed. So
well. Were you around your wife Rebecca? Did you go into the character at home sometimes? Did she get to see Dirty John at home?
Or? No, she was not comfortable when she saw the final product. She was a bit sort of like, you might want to take the spare bed tonight. Just for a couple of nights.
Don't trust you anymore.
Don't crawl in
it's
here.
So funny though, because it starts obviously with online dating, which so many people do, and you would be someone, if you got you in online dating, you'd be stoked. It just doesn't end that way. But have you ever done online dating?
I've been married so long. It was we got married pre-internet.
Yes, pre-internet.
Pre-internet.
So you had to talk to someone.
So thank God. But I thought when we were making the show, I was like, oh, I'd hate to have, you know, shares in a dating site or something. But then you realise that people are crazy enough to watch a show like this and go, I'm going to go online.
Yep.
I'm going to go online, check that out. Check that, I'm going to get myself some of that.
New profile.
It is Valentine's Day today. The last time that we had you in was on Valentine's.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it was on Valentine's Day.
This is a tradition. There's a tradition I'm not even aware of. Me coming in Fitz and Whipper on Valentine's Day.
It's beautiful.
Do you get back anything on Valentine's Day? You don't celebrate it? Or
We skip it.
Yeah.
How can you skip it? Yeah. This is what Fitzy argues.
True
as
love.
Well.
True love is powerful enough to skip Valentine's Day.
Wow. That is such a bloke approach.
There's some roses from Fitzy. To give to
B. Oh,
there you go. How's that?
Don't
wood?
You stitch me up? Don't you do this to me?
We've already tried
don't
that.
Don't you do this?
There's,
to
there's
me.
A microphone.
They're not real.
In
where's the camera? They're not real.
They're for the St Kilda Footy Club, mate.
We just actually had a suggestion. We got a billboard for 24 hours. Okay, we've been swapping for quite a bit, and we just got a suggestion from a listener. They want Eric Banner on a banner for 24 hours.
Oh, has that been done before?
Are there any revealing shots of you over the years? Did you pose for it? Was there any photo shoots that you did with your top off or anything like that, Eric?
No, I've always been a top on man. Have always. You? Yeah, made it my thing. Top on.
No shots of you dressed as a chicken in a strip club in Bali?
Yeah, plenty of those.
Okay, so I'm not the only
got
one.
My top on.
The other thing as well, another suggestion that we had that I wanted to swap, but the guys wouldn't let me do it. Steve keeps ringing in. Mm. He's got a burnout car, and he suggested Sarah's pregnant at the moment, and we want to find out the gender of the child, that we could do a gender reveal. Now, I know you're a big car man as well. Is there any chance we could get the pink tyres on or the blue tyres on, and you could do a burnout for us?
Whose car were you using?
We're using yours. Haven't you got it?
We're not using mine.
Is it the Monaro? What have you got again?
Falcon. We're not doing burnouts in the Falcon.
I don't reckon your Range Rover's up to it.
Let's cross live to your wife now, who's opened the garage for us. She's got the keys.
The BMW i8 Coupe, Sarah. Not a bad car. Worth about $250,000.
Whoa! Thank you very much.
Sounds better when you say quarter of a mil. Anyway, so a guy over in South Africa has bought it, and he's proud as punch. His missus has asked him, any chance I can reverse it out of the driveway and take it down to Betty and the girls and show them? And he said, yeah, go on. If you're only just going down the road, don't go too far, take it down the road and that's fine. I'm going to show you the vid now.
Okay, she's just off
you
the
You know
book
when
club?
You make that mistake of reversing and you... Sorry, I meant to go for the brake.
Yep.
And I accidentally hit the accelerator.
Yeah.
So well done this it. Is her coming out of the driveway across across the road into the house across the road, and she's gone through the front of the house and written off the car. Yeah. Quite funny. Car. Funny to watch.
I mean, it's so confusing, that D and the R. It's like when you're putting it into gear, it's like, oh my God, what does that one do?
Yeah, what do you do?
It's so easy to do.
Have you banned your partner from driving your car? Mel in Menai, have you been banned, Mel?
Yeah, I have. So my boyfriend, he spent like $130,000 on this Audi, and he put like 22-inch rims on it, which were like $4,000 each or whatever, some ridiculous price.
Yep.
And he's like, you're never ever driving it because I don't trust you. And anyway, he was sick one day. I had to pick him up from work. And he's like, all right, just drive it really slow. And I went around the corner. I came too close to the gutter and I smashed the rims.
Oh.
And he was so sick that he just like, I can't even right now. And I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, no.
And then he got out and he's like, you're done. He's like, this is unbelievable.
Like just...
And he's like, you're never driving it ever again. And then... some days he's just really sick and he looks at me, he's like, nah. And he's like, you're not driving it. And
see,
I was like, please.
It's a tough one when you look at your car, Sarah, that you love to death, and then you look at your partner.
Who you don't love
like,
as much.
I mean, I mean, which one do I want more?
Yeah, one of them's cheaper to replace.
Exactly right.
That's true.
I can't put a sports kit on her, can I?
Oh, mate. Girls
or
are not
you?
Cars.
Can girls get sports kits?
Well, I don't believe so. Athletic. Racing stripes. Yeah.
Susan in Denham Court, you haven't been able to drive your partner's car since one incident. What was that, Suze?
Yeah, it's many years ago. My husband had a Mercedes. It was his pride and joy.
Look out.
I took it out with a few girls from work, burned it around Sydney, beauty, great, took it home, put it in the garage. The next day the car wasn't doing too good. I forgot to take the handbrake off.
Oh, Suze.
Oh, no.
I've all been there, though. The handbrake's an easy one to forget, I reckon, because the car moves so easily with it on.
Didn't you smell it, Suze? Didn't you smell that burn?
It still flew around.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
If it's moving, we're on.
Suze had the metal to the pedal.
Oh, just grinding it. Don't. Sally in Penrith, welcome to the show. What was your story?
My husband's 40th birthday present to himself was a brand new HSC Senator.
Yeah.
Okay, and he's decided that the kids' car seats can't go in the back, so by default I don't get to drive the car.
Not bad, is it?
By default.
It's best way to do it.
Yep.
Do they fit in the back of the car, though, Sal? Can you get them in there?
not. The car seats do fit, but it's more that he doesn't want to damage the seats.
Do you tease him, Sal, and say, I've got your keys, I'm going to go for a drive, or is he's really fair dinkum, you can't go anywhere near it?
Well, it's a weekend drive, so it's in the garage most of the time with a cover over it. So even if I wanted to drive it, it wouldn't be that easy.
He's pride and joy. Pride and joy. Tommy, that's your dream car, isn't it?
Yeah, I used to love the HSV Senator. Oh, just
what have you got now instead, mate?
2010 Toyota Yaris.
Ooh. All right, you've upgraded.
Very similar.
Okay. Yeah. Gotta keep dreaming, Tommy.
Girls love both.
I mean, in Frank's, what was your first car that you ever got, Tom?
It was a 1989 Toyota Camry Fitz.
Wow. And how long did you have it for?
About 10 years.
Okay. Would have been a few ladies in the front seat of that
God,
one, Tom.
If the back seat of that could talk.
There were no ladies.
The back seat of that could talk, and it'd say there's been no one that have sat on me for 10 years.
So many other stories I could tell, but I won't because it's breakfast time.
You guys are so much fun.
What about the boot? What would the
boot
say?
Doesn't matter about the boot, mate.
Boot would say, don't put another foul doomer
in here. How many women did you tie up in the back of that yet?
This is exciting. We love speaking to this guy. Mark Wahlberg. He's decided to invest in F45, the gym that everybody loves, and the founder, Rob Deutsch, is the main man who's put this whole deal together. This is very exciting, Fitz.
We've got one fit Aussie here, and you've recruited one of the biggest recruits in the world. Congratulations, Rob. You must be pretty stoked.
Absolutely, yeah. Thank you very much, guys. We're elated to have Mark on board.
I'm equally excited. I've looked for a long time for a great concept. Yeah. And don't discount my enthusiasm and excitement here.
Sorry, Rob. Rob, if that's the last we can hear from you, that would be great. I mean, Mark, the last time we caught up, I'm not sure if, Mark, we're in the best shape. We just got off the flight. It was Daddy's home, too, and I think Fitzy and I had a couple of drinks, and it was an early interview, but we always love catching up in person, mate. Are you well?
The press junket in the US or the UK?
Yeah, the US.
And whenever we go to the US, we do have a few too many drinks. We enjoy it, but you always look after us, mate.
It seems like an Australian custom.
Yeah,
it is.
Anytime I hang out with people from Australia, they love to have fun. I had some four people at the restaurant yesterday that were just traveling abroad, and they noticed my F45 shirt, and they were like, "Hey, how do you know F45?" So it was pretty cool. We actually had a quick lunch together. It was nice.
Mark, you know what, though? F45, the one in my local area, that kicks off at about 5 a.m. in the morning. Now, that's probably too late for you. Are you still working out at 2:30 in the morning sometimes?
I'm not. I did that for a movie project that lasted 5 months, 150 days straight of 2:30 in the morning and two-a-day workouts.
Jeez.
But now I'm doing a different training, so I kind of do whatever is called for the movie that I'm doing at the time. Mm. But, maybe a little late for me when I'm in my training, but maybe it's right. You could do it on your way home before you go to sleep after a night out.
That is true.
Then I'll work out some of that beer.
Mark, how's F45 helped you golf? Because I saw you and Tiger Woods were having a round the other day. Has it got you up to speed with him, or were you always a pretty good player?
You know what? It really benefits every aspect of your life because, feeling good and looking good just gives you more confidence and, obviously wanting to extend the lifespan as much as possible, but do it in a way where I'm, creating better functional movement and I'm able to perform at the highest level at everything that I do.
Good answer.
But, Tiger is the greatest golfer in the world ever and, just don't bet against him.
Not really.
Try to figure out, even if you're playing with him, they bet on him.
Hang on a sec, guys. He's being very humble here. Yeah. Won the tournament with Tiger.
Did you?
You won it.
Wow.
Yes.
Took it out, buddy.
I did, but I just got lucky. I was on his... Let's full disclosure. I was on his team, but I was the captain of his team, and he didn't play. We just played against other athletes and celebrities.
Awesome.
And Freddie Couple is the captain, was the coach of the other team.
Is there anyone out there that you, movie-wise, that we don't know about, but, is a bit of a demon in the gym that we don't know about? Is there anyone that work out with that really blew your mind?
Oh, God. Will Ferrell is a machine in the gym.
Is he?
He might not want to wear a shirt. He may want to wear very small skivvies. His kit, he wears a very small kit when he's in the gym.
Close.
But that being said, God, he and I used to work out quite a bit on, especially Daddy's Home, the first one, playing basketball, full court basketball, two-on-two. Mm-hmm.
He's got a lot more power and stamina than you would think.
Wow.
Mark, you give Paul a pretty tough time in Wahlburgers. Mm-hmm. How's he doing?
No, you know what? He's doing good. It's all tough love. Like, we can mess with each other. And it's very similar to the F45 family. You know, they give each other a lot of crap, but they have each other's back. And that's the most important thing. Because we expect the best from each other, but we love and support each other. It's just our way of showing affection.
No, I love it.
Well,
I love
even
it,
if
Mark.
It's me, you know, pulling his underwear out of his pants in front of his wife and kids.
Well, this is a great hookup. We love this. F45, and we know how exciting it is here in Australia, Rob. So congratulations. It's now going into the US. And Mark, welcome. You're part of the Australian family now. It's great news.
Oh, thank you. I can't wait to get down there, spend some time. I'm hopefully shooting a movie there in the next 6 to 9 months, too.
Right.
So look forward to seeing everybody.
Love it, buddy. See you soon.
Boys.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, Rob.
Really appreciate it.
Joaquin Guzman, guys. Well, he's just been locked away for life. It's El Chapo.
Ah, Chapo.
Oh, is that his real name?
Yeah, that's his real name.
Where does El Chapo come from then?
Nicknames.
I felt sorry for him the other day, mate. I saw the court proceedings and I saw a little bit of a tear run down his cheek.
Yeah, well, you know what? I think he's been hard done by, Sarah. You know what?
And to think your mug shot, right, is going to include you standing on the tarmac in a pair of triple stripe Adidas. Mm. Like, you'd be ropeable.
I mean, it's...
Just for a little bit of white powder.
I dare say there'd be a lot of legal teams that would want to stay away from this case, especially if you're defending him.
Slater and Gordon, would they pick it up?
I would dare say that there'd be a couple of small boutique legal teams that would love to have a crack at it, Sarah, because this could be a big opportunity.
Yeah, make a name for yourself.
I mean, if you could get El Chapo off, I think you will be in the money for the next few years. I would love to see if there is a tiny little legal team that would be prepared to take the case. I might ring someone as Joaquin Guzman's nephew.
Yep.
And I might just say, is there any chance that you can represent my uncle?
So you know his nephew.
See if you can get him off.
His nephew's also Mexican.
Yeah, have you got an accent sorted?
Do you want to warm up for this one? Or
no,
are you just ready to launch
it?
You're his Aussie nephew.
I mean, the family moved over to Australia at a very young age.
I grew up in Adelaide, mate.
But we're still close. I mean, we catch up for Christmas.
That's not a stretch.
Leno, this is for Conditsis Lawyers in Gosford.
Oh, that'd be wrapped.
Do you reckon they'd be keen?
Morning, Conditsis Lawyers. Diane speaking.
Hi, Diane. I was just wondering if I could get some legal advice.
Certainly. What type of matter is it?
Our uncle is in a fair bit of trouble.
So it's a criminal law matter?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see if there's anybody available to speak with you at the moment.
But if a court appearance is required, you'll be fully prepared.
Hello, Melissa speaking.
Hi, Mel. How are you?
Yeah, good. What's your name?
My name is David Guzman.
Okay, criminal matter?
Yeah, it is.
Yep. Okay, now is it your matter or are you ringing on behalf?
Oh, look, on behalf of the family. Our uncle Joaquin is, he's just been found guilty, but we just want to put sort of an appeal together. We've sort of handed the hat around and raised a bit of money for his appeal, so.
Yeah, sure. Now, because he was found guilty?
No, he was found guilty, and...
On what charges?
Oh, just minor offences, torture, corruption.
Sure.
Narcotics.
Okay.
Firearms. Murder.
Various charges?
Yeah, various charges. Okay. I mean, look, you know, we're pretty confident that he just ended up in the wrong crowd and he suffered from a bit of peer pressure, you know, but...
Now, where was it heard?
It was heard in the United States District Court in New York.
Wow, okay. United States District Court, New York.
Joaquin Guzman Laera is his name.
Okay, now, so you're saying his family, so that's your uncle?
Yeah, he's my uncle, but we don't we don't call him Joaquin.
Okay, so he's doing, what do you call him? What's he known to you?
We call him El Chapo.
And now, he's locked up now.
He's unfortunately got found guilty, but,
How many, do you know his sentence?
Life.
Oh, wow, okay. Yep. Okay, leave it with me and,
Do you reckon he's a chance? Are we a chance here or...
Oh, look, you know what? I can't say.
But, you know, I thought this is a big case, you know.
No, it is.
I've seen that. If you've seen The Rainmaker with Matt Damon, I thought it might be a big opportunity for you guys, you know.
I've seen it. Leave it with me, okay, David, and I'll get someone to call you.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, Dave.
Hey, Mel, it's Fitzy here from Nova Radio Station.
You are kidding
me. Hello, Mel.
You know what? Oh, my God. Hello, I wish Karen took this call. Ah, sucker. I'm a sucker.
radio station.
Do you think that you could represent El Chapo?
No. All right, you got me a beauty. Congratulations.
Oh, well done.
Oh, thank you.
See ya.
Aww. I love that she was talking like there was a chair.
So professional. Mate, she was awesome. I reckon they're considering it.
Fitzy and Whipper on Nova.